Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's a great pleasure to be back with you today and to worship with you and share the Word of God with you. So I wanted to start with a story about when my oldest son Wyatt was about 4 years old. So we were outside blowing bubbles. He just got this new bubble blower that he wanted to try. It kind of looked like a leaf blower, but when you pulled the trigger, it shot bubbles out, and we were having a lot of fun with that. About 10 minutes later, our neighbor walked by with his son, who was driving a new Power Wheels Jeep.
10分钟以后, 我的邻居跟他的儿子走了出来, 那这位小朋友是驾驶一辆电动车,
So if you don't know what a Power Wheels Jeep is, it's just like a toddler-sized electric car.
如果您不知道的话, 这是一辆小孩子能够驾驶的一辆电动吉普车。
So our neighbor boy got out of the Power Wheels Jeep because he saw Wyatt blowing bubbles, and soon he wanted to turn too.
然后这位邻居的小朋友看到我的儿子在玩这个泡沫的时候，哎，他就下了车，他也想玩。
But Wyatt didn't want to give up the bubble machine, and they started to pull and grab, and it took me and the other dad to step in, and then they took turns.
那我的儿子就不愿意放弃他这个新的玩具，所以两个小朋友开始一些推呀拉的动作。 然后我们两位父亲就必须介入其中，然后两位小朋友就和平解决的说我们愿意轮流玩。And
when the other boy had his turn, Wyatt was just hovering over him, so anxious to get his toy back.
然后当这位小朋友在玩他的这个泡泡玩具的时候，我的儿子就虎视眈眈的，因为他就等于是监视这个小朋友，他很想把他那个玩具能够收回来。
And the other dad said, hey, does he want to ride my son's Power Wheels? And I said, Wyatt, come over here. You get to ride this Jeep.
然后另外一个父亲说，哎，你儿子要不要玩一下我儿子的玩具，就是这个电动小吉普车。 然后我就叫我的儿子说，过来，过来，这边有个电动小吉普车，赶快过来玩。
But Wyatt was so focused on getting his bubble toy back that he didn't even respond. And I tried to get his attention again and again to give him something better than the bubbles, but he was too distracted to even notice.
因为我儿子太专注于保护他的这个玩具，想要把他的玩具夺回来，所以我对他们的对他呼唤，他就是根本就没听到，没有任何反应，以至于他错失了一个可以玩一个更好的玩具的这个机会。So
eventually, the neighbor and his boy left, and the opportunity was gone.
所以这个我邻居爸爸父子俩离开了以后。 这个好机会就是稍纵即逝，就一去不复返了。Have
you ever felt like that? Like you were so distracted by the task at hand that maybe you miss out on something better?
您有没有这样的经验，就是你对眼下的事情是如此的专注，以至于你不能分心到专注到别的更好的机会呢？
Or maybe you're confronted with so many good choices that you don't know which one to choose.
也许你面前摆了一大堆很好的选择，你不知道要选哪一个才是。I've
been trying to replace my old cell phone, but there's so many choices that I just can't make a decision.
我早就想要换一个新的手机，但是这个选择实在太多了，所以我就是无所适从，不知道选哪个好。Or
maybe all the choices seem like poor choices.
也许所有的选择都不怎么样，跟着无从选起。
Maybe you've run into this trying to decide who to vote for in this upcoming election.
也许马上的总统大选，你也面对一个相对的一个困扰。Now,
I don't know everything that you want out of life, but I know that you don't want to waste it, and you want to focus on what matters.
我不知道您对生命是作何选择，但是我深信你是不愿意浪费时间在不重要的事情上面。But
if you're like me, maybe you don't always know what to focus on. And with so many distractions and so many responsibilities competing for our time, how do we choose what's best?
如果您像我一样的话，也许你就是时常为一些因为选择太多了， 你不知道怎么选择，所有的事情都挤在你面前，要争取你的时间跟精力。
The great news is we don't have to figure this out alone. And in the Bible, Jesus has a lot to say about worries and distractions and what to do with them.
好消息是说，我们不需要单次去做这样一个选择，因为在圣经里面，耶稣多次的提到有关于忧虑跟这个分心的忧虑困扰的这个话题，有给我们做一个很好的教导。
See, time and time again, he breaks away from culture and what was wise in the world's eyes to show us the way of life.
然后每次他都是脱离了世俗的观念，然后用神的智慧告诉我们说什么是最好的选择。
So today we're going to look at just one example from Luke chapter 10, 38 and 42, when Jesus visits his friends Mary, Martha, and Lazarus.
今天我们看了一个例子，是在路加福音十章三十八到四十二，就是耶稣到他的好朋友玛利亚、马大、拉撒路的家中去做客。
So this short encounter has a lot to say about how we focus on what is most important in our life.
这个故事里面告诉我们许多怎样去专注于在生命中最重要的事情的一种教训。
So this verse says, Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. She went up to him and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me alone to serve alone? Tell her to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled by many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her.
好，看一下路加福音十章三十八。他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有个名叫马大的女人接他到家里。她有一个妹妹名叫玛利亚，坐在主的脚前听到。马大被许多要做的事情弄得心烦意乱，就上前来说，主啊，我妹妹让我一个人伺候，你不理吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。主回答她说，马大，马大，你为许多事操心忙碌，但是最好需要的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的份，是不能从她夺去的。
So in this passage, we see two sisters who were friends of Jesus, and they both loved him very much.
So we see these two sisters are good friends of Jesus, and they both loved him very much.
But they made very different choices. Mary was praised for her choice, while Martha was lovingly reprimanded. Why is this?
But because of their choices, they were praised for their choice, while Martha was lovingly reprimanded.
So this passage is a lesson on how to respond to Jesus over our worldly worries.
So this 个功课要我们学的，在我们俗世中的许多纷纷扰扰的事情，要做选择的时候，我们怎样对主做出一种回应？
And it contains three lessons that when we apply it to our lives today, they'll guide us in our decisions that are hard to make.
然后在其中我们可以学到三样功课，可以帮忙我指导我们来度过我们的困扰。
These lessons will help us choose what's best.
然后可以帮助我们做出一个最好的选择。
So the first lesson we learn from these verses is that to choose the best, you choose Jesus over activity.
所以第一样功课，选择最好的，要选择耶稣，超过所有其他的活动。
Martha was distracted with a lot of serving, and Mary sat at the Lord's feet.
当这个马大在那边为了一些的事情烦扰的时候，玛利亚安静的坐在主的脚旁。
But in that culture, the way that you showed love to people was through hospitality. So what Martha was doing was actually the expected behavior. You greet a guest, you welcome them in, you serve them.
但是如果依照当时的文化背景的话，马大所做的一切是合乎待客之道的。当你要表现出你对客人的重视、客人的爱心的时候， 你就是在门迎接他们进来，然后尽量的款待。所以马大所做的是当时文化社会背景所要求一个女人要做的。
Mary was doing something unexpected by sitting at Jesus' feet.
相反的，玛利亚所做的是当时社会文化所不期盼的，就是坐在耶稣的脚边。
So sitting at the feet of the rabbi or the teacher was the way you became his disciple, but that was usually only for men.
所以当你坐在一个夫子的脚边听到，就表示你想要成为他的门徒。一般来说，这种为名分是保留给男人的。
See, Martha is actually moving against the expectations of her culture by not helping Martha.
所以玛利亚所做的其实是超乎当时文化时代背景所预期一个女人的。
See, Martha chose work, and Mary chose worship.
所以马大选择去侍奉，去做事情。玛利亚选择的是听到，在耶稣的脚边。
Mary chose time with Jesus over preparing a meal for Jesus.
玛利亚选择在耶稣的脚边听到，胜过选择为耶稣准备一顿精美的餐饮。
Now the Christian life isn't a choice between work and worship. You have to do both.
所以，身为一个基督徒，不是要我们做出一种在侍奉跟敬拜中做一个选择，而是我们两样都要做。
And cooking for the disciples and Jesus was not bad. It was actually very necessary.
Yeah, 当你为耶稣跟门徒来准备餐饮，这并没有错，而且是非常需要的一件事情。
But Martha was out of balance, and she let too much activity pull her away from being with Jesus.
但是马大因为太忙碌了，以至于失去了 与耶稣接近的机会，这就有点过了，这个就有点失调失衡了。
And you can almost hear Jesus quoting these words from Deuteronomy: "Man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord."
所以您几乎就可以听到耶稣在引用《生命记》里面这句话，八章三十三节说。使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，更要靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
As important as it was for cooking a meal for the guests, it wasn't as important as spending time with Jesus.
所以为客人准备饮食固然是重要，但是与神在一起是更重要的。
See, and if you were doing things for Jesus, but you're not spending time with him, then you're out of balance like Martha.
所以您只是为神去做一些事情，但是却忽略了与他相处的时间，那您这个是有点失控了。
So how might this look in our lives?
那在我们人生中是如何呢？
If you're like me, the balance between work and worship is tipped strongly towards work and away from worship.
如果您像我的话，很可能在侍奉与敬拜中，我是稍微偏向于侍奉要多一点。
Am I putting Jesus first with my time, or is he just one of many things on a to-do list?
我把耶稣摆在首位呢，还是他是许多要做的事情中的一项呢？
If I don't pray, but I'm still serving people in ministry, then I'm out of balance.
如果我在侍奉，但是没有祷告的话，那我就是失控。
If I only read my Bible so I can stand up here and give you guys a sermon, then I'm out of balance.
如果我没有读经，今天就来站在各位面前给各位讲一篇大道理，那我就是失控了。
So how about all of you? Are you prioritizing your time with Jesus?
那您各位是不是有把安排你们时间照重要性来安排您的时间呢？
Are you spending time with him? Or are you skipping time with him to work?
你是每天有灵修呢，还是因为匆忙的赶去上班呢？
So this week,Make an effort to evaluate what activities you're doing and compare that to the time you're spending in prayer and Bible reading with the Lord.
这个礼拜如果您有空的话，可以稍微衡量一下您与主相遇的时间，比一下做其他事物的时间相比一下，看看是不是平衡的，是不是失调的。
If you aren't spending time with him, you can start now. It's never too late because he loves any time that you spend with him and he'll meet you there.
如果你没有与他花时间与他相处的话，那 从现在开始也为时不晚，因为他是爱你的，任何时间他都愿意与你相遇。
So first, we choose Jesus over activity. We balance work and worship.
所以第一样帮助我们做健康好的选择，就是选择与耶稣相处的时间超过任何其他的时间，任何的事情。
And the second thing we learn from this passage is that to choose the best, we have to build into eternity.
所以第二样就是让我们做一个做好的选择，就是要建立在永恒的基础上。
You can tell by Martha's demands of Jesus that she was really upset with Mary's behavior.
所以你可以从马大对耶稣的对话中看出来，他对他妹妹玛利亚是有些不愉快的。
She said to Jesus, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me.
主啊，我妹妹让我一个人来伺候，你不理吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
See, Martha implied that Mary did something wrong, and she's demanding Jesus to make Mary help her.
所以这些话的潜意识就是说，我妹妹玛利亚做了一些错的事情，她不来帮助我是不对的。
You can almost hear the meaning below her words. Mary is lazy. Mary is selfish. Mary skipped out on her duties.
所以她的话中话的意思，你几乎可以听到她在说，啊，玛利亚是不对的，玛利亚是错的，玛利亚是自私的，玛利亚是懒惰的，玛利亚不来帮忙我的，帮忙我是不负责任的，等等。
But the reality was the exact opposite.
那事实却是更好相反。
What Martha was pursuing would soon be gone.
然后马大所追求的那些东西是马上就是烟消云散的一些事情。
All the food would be eaten, all the drinks would be drunk, and in the end, all that would be left is a big pile of dirty dishes.
所有的食物都会被吃掉，所有的饮料都会被喝完，然后所剩下的一堆杯盘狼藉。
So her anxiety over what she thought had to be done actually pulled her away from Jesus, and her circumstances overwhelmed her.
因为她对眼下所要做的一些事情感到焦虑，以至于让她离开了，放弃了与耶稣相处的机会。
But when Mary pursued time at Jesus' feet, she was pursuing something that would last for eternity.
所以玛利亚所追求的是在耶稣的脚边安静的听到，她所追求的是一种永恒的事情。
See, work at the expense of spending time with Jesus is never a good choice.
然后放弃耶稣与相处的时光，去做别的事情，永远都不是一个很好的选择。
And when Jesus says, Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her, this word portion actually means meal.
对，当耶稣讲说，玛利亚已经选择那上好的份，是不能从她夺去的。这里讲到这个上好的份，其实原文的意思就是一顿美餐，一顿餐饮。
What Jesus is saying is that there are actually two meals in front of Martha.
所以耶稣说，在马大面前是摆了两个餐饮，不同的餐饮。
She chose to prepare a meal for Jesus. That's one meal, but Jesus was the bread of life, offering her a far better meal, which was His Word.
所以马大选的是说为耶稣来准备餐饮，但是另外一份他放弃的是耶稣为他准备的一顿餐饮，那就是神的话语。
See, Mary chose well, and Martha should have slowed down to be with Jesus, because the disciples should never be too busy to sit at Jesus' feet.
所以玛利亚做了最好的选择，马大是因为忙着去侍奉而失去了这个最好的机会。身为耶稣的门徒，你永远不应该放弃与主相聚的这种时光，这种机会。
Now, I know personally, there's a lot of times when I get swept up in what seems very urgent, but it may not be the most important.
所以我个人经验说，我常常因为是忙东忙西，忙得我简直就是转不正过身来的时候，我常常忘记说什么是 专注于眼前所谓的急迫的事情，而不是最重要的事情。
There are so many things that seem important in the moment, but they might not actually be worth our time or our energy.
很多事情在当下看起来好像很重要、很急迫，但是长远来看的话，是不值得我们去花那么多时间和精力的。
It could be material things like a new car or a TV.
很可能是些物质东西，好比您要买一个车子或者买一个电视机。
It could be recognition from your coworkers or your family.
很可能是获得或者是精神上的，你想获得你亲朋好友的一些认同。
Or like Martha, it could just be preparing a really good meal.
或者就像马大一样，就是准备一顿美餐。
And all of that stuff is great. I mean, God gives us these daily pleasures as gifts to enjoy.
这些都是不可缺的，因为神赐给我们，让我们能够享受这些每日的一些乐趣。
But they must be enjoyed in their proper time and place.
但是当你去享受这些乐趣的时候，你必须要适当的时间，适当的地点。
And when any God-given pleasure becomes your reason to live, when it takes first place in your life, then our priorities are out of line.
当这些神所赐给我们日常的一些小的乐趣变成我们生命的重点的时候，以至于神不再是我们生命中最重要的一件事的时候，我们就已经是失去了焦点了。
See, the only thing that will last forever is God and His kingdom.People, the church.
所以唯一能够长存的就是神与他的人，与他的名。
And so that's what we should. And so that's what we should be spending our time on.
所以这才是我们需要把时间摆上的事工。
You've probably been to the beach and you've watched kids build some sandcastles, or maybe you've even built some yourself.
所以我想你们都去过，大家都去过海滩。然后看到有些小朋友在那边用沙来建筑一些城堡，或者你自己下手去做过。
And it's a lot of fun, but you know that eventually the waves and the wind are going to wash it all away.
蛮有意思的哈，但是你也知道，当潮涨上来的时候，这些城堡都要被冲走，都要被消失的。
Could you imagine trying to save and preserve a sandcastle forever?You couldn't, right?
您有没有试过觉得想要保存永远的保存这些沙做的城堡是一件不可能的事情，是不是？
The wave and the winds are always eventually going to bring it down.
Yeah, 风吹过来，水冲上来，城堡就不见了。
But oftentimes this is what we do with our lives. We build into temporary things and then try our hardest to get them to last.
但这却往往是我们所要做所做的，就是把一些暂时的事情放精力在上面去建造，而且这些都是随时都会消失的。
Instead, we need to view temporary things for what they actually are, just gifts from God to enjoy for the moment, and instead build into what will last for eternity.
Yeah, 事实上我们要做就是把这些所谓的暂时事情能够分辨出来，这是神赐给我们享受一些乐趣，但是他们是不能取代那些永存的事情的。我们应该建设一些永恒的事情。
Paul wrote to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians 3, For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now if anyone builds on the foundation with gold or silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest.For the day will disclose it, and because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what work each has done.
哥林多前书三章十一节说，因为除了那已经立好的根基以外，没有人能立别的根基，那根基就是耶稣基督。如果有人用金银宝石、草木和谐，在这根基上建造。个人的工程将来必要显露，因为那日子必把它显明出来，有火要把它显露出来，那火要考验个人的工程是怎样的。
So this verse isn't actually talking about salvation, It's speaking about how you use your life after you've been saved.
这段经文并不是在讲论救赎，而是在当你得救了以后，如何在固有的根基上继续的建设。
Paul is saying that Jesus is the foundation for every believer, but we can choose what we build on top of that.
耶稣在里在这呃保保罗这里在说，耶稣是我们的根基，至于你在根基上要累加建设些什么东西，就完全在你自己。
See, some things won't last through eternity, like straw or wood. They're burned up under God's evaluation.
有些东西是不能够进入永恒的，不能永存的，像草啊跟木。
Other works are like precious metals that will last.
那有些像一些宝贵的金银宝石，这些是可以永存的。
So what will last?
什么是可以永存的呢？
Our relationship with God and with others, our character we develop, our service towards God's and His, God and His purposes, those are the things that no one can take away from you.
所以所谓永恒的东西，没有人可以把它拿掉的，就是你与神的关系，你与人的关系，你的品格的建造，你在神事工上的侍奉，这些是可以进入永恒的。
This is why Mary chose better than Martha, because she was building into eternity.
所以这就是为什么玛利亚的选择要比马大的要好，因为她选择是建在这个永恒上面，是建造永恒。
And when we pursue time with God, we're building into something that will last for eternity.
所以当我们与神相处，花时间与神同相处的时候，就是在这个永恒的工程上来堆积建造。
So this week, take a look at where your resources are going. Are they going towards God and people, what will last? Are they going towards things that won't last?
所以这个礼拜，也许我们可以稍微的检讨一下，我们所有的精力、所有的资源是花在什么事工上？是在一些杂事上呢，还是在与神相处的时间上？到底是花在什么地方？
Remember, you can't take a moving van with all of your stuff with you to heaven.
So, 请您记得，当你要进天国的时候，你不能开着一个大卡车把所有的东西装上去，想要进天国，那是不可能的。
But so, what about today? If we choose to build into eternity, won't things start to fall apart right now in our daily lives?
So, 那您接着就要问了，说好吧，如果是我们决定要在永恒上面有所建造。那是不是我们这些日常的这些事情就变得没人去打理了呢？是不是就很糟糕了呢？
See, Martha was meeting a legitimate need. So, is there a way to do this while still keeping your eyes on eternity?
其实马大所做的事情是必须要做的，是也是一个很实际的事情。所以我们要问的就是说，如何能够定睛在永恒的工程？同时我们还可以处理眼下的一些事情。
And the answer is yes. And that's the final lesson we learn from this story, which is to choose the best, we rest in God's amenity.
所以我们的回答是，是的，是可能的。也就第三要学的功课就是选择最好的，要歇息在主供应的福利设施里面。
See, shortly after Jesus' encounter with Mary and Martha, he taught a profound message on worry and provision. And I can't help but wonder if this wasn't at least a part in response to his time with Mary and Martha.
So, in this story, after not long, Jesus talked about a very important lesson about worry and provision. I can't help but wonder是不是耶稣是不是在讲这个教训的时候，心里想的就是刚刚发生与玛利亚与马大的这个故事有关呢？
In Luke 12, Jesus says to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear, what you put on. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing."
所以路加福音十二章22到23告诉我们说，耶稣又对门徒说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，也不要为身体忧虑穿什么，因为生命比饮食重要，身体比衣服重要。
Then Jesus points to some ravens and says, God feeds them, and you're much more valuable than them.
接着耶稣又指着这个鸟对他门徒说，这些鸟神还供应，何况你比他们更宝贝呢。
He shows the crowd the lilies growing right around their feet, and he says, see how beautiful these flowers are? If God clothes them like that, he will clothe you too, because you are much more valuable than the flowers.
接着耶稣又指着门徒脚下的那些百合花说，你看这些花多么的美丽，神尚且顾念他们，更何况你们呢？你们是要比这些花更宝贝。
And he sums it all up by saying, do not seek what you are to eat or what you are to drink, nor be worried, for all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and all these things will be added to you.
所以他接着又做一个总结说，所以你们不要求吃什么、喝什么，也不要忧虑，因为这一切都是世上不幸的人所寻求的。你们的父原知道你们需要这一切，你们只管求他的国，这些东西都必加给你们。路加福音十二章29到30。
To be free of worry and choose what's best in life, we must rest and rely on God's amenity, His riches, His abundance.
所以我们要能够不忧愁，然后能够选择最好的，就是要安息在主的供应里面。
The Bible says God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Now, you might not need any cows, but what this means is that God owns everything, and he can spread it out how he sees fit.
圣经告诉我们说，神是千万山头里面的，拥有所有山头上的牛群。也许您眼下不需要一个牛，但是这句话主要是告诉我们，他是世界创造，他是拥有这所有一切的主人。他可以供应你所需要的。
So many times I get caught up in what I don't have, not enough time, not enough money, not enough energy. And when I do this, and when you do this, we're living out of a scarcity mentality.
所以很多事情我就陷入这种不够的恐惧中，好比说时间不够，精力不够，钱不够，等等等等都不够，所以我们陷入一种焦虑，这种不够的焦虑症里面。
But instead, God wants us to live out of his abundance. He promises that when we seek him first, he'll give us what we need.
但是相反的，神却是要我们活在他的丰富里面，然后我们所需要的，他知道他会供应这些我们所需要的东西。
Now, he doesn't give us everything we want. He gives us everything we need. My wife's always reminding me of the difference between those two.
他不会给我们说我们想要欲求想要的东西，而是给我们需要的东西。我的妻子时常提醒我这个想要跟需要的分别。
So when we pursue Jesus first, we get an amazing relationship with him and all of our needs met.
所以当我们是在追求耶稣的时候，我们与他建立一个好的关系的时候，我们一切的所需都会得到供应。
How much better is that than trying to go after what we think we need on our own and then failing, or realizing that we went after the wrong thing altogether?
所以，这是不是要比，追求一些我们认为我们所需的，然后没有求到，或是求到了以后发现居然不是我们所需要的。是不是要比这些要更好的？神的供应是不是要比这些要更好呢？
So, you know, it would be horrible to climb the ladder to success only to get to the top and realize it's leaning against the wrong wall.
所以最惨的一个结果就是你拼命的向上爬，终于爬到了顶层顶端了，然后发现哦，我这个身边这个墙靠着的墙居然是不对的，不是我要的墙。
So what do you worry about most? Is it family or your career or money or all of those?
所以你所担心的是什么？是你的家庭吗？是你的事业吗？是你的钱财吗？或者所有这一切，这些都是你所担心的吗？
Knowing that God will provide in these areas is actually the antidote to the worries, and it allows us to seek Him first.
所以当你知道了神会供应我们需要的东西，以上所有的你所需要的东西，就让我们能够放下心了，让我们能够享受在它里面所得到的平安了。
And if you catch yourself worrying, just pray. You need to tell God what you need.
所以你如果还是很担心的，很忧虑、忧愁这些东西的话，你就开始祷告，告诉神你需要的是什么。
The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
所以腓立比书第四章六到七节告诉我们，应当毫无忧虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求，带着感恩的心，把你们所要的告诉神，这样神所赐超过人能了解的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心思意念。Instead
of being anxious like Martha, we thank God and we ask Him to meet our needs. And the result of that is that the peace of God will guard you.
所以不像马大那样子，当我们有一些忧虑的时候，我们透过祷告告诉神，告诉他我们所需要的，然后神就会赐给我们一种超过人所能了解的平安。Maybe
like me, you're prone to temporary atheism. That's also known as worry.
如果你如果像我的话，你会成为一个所谓的暂时性的无神论者。这什么意思？就是说，你变成常常一个担心、害怕的人。See,
anytime we're worrying, we're saying that we don't believe in God, or at least we think He's small or weak or unloving, and that He can't help us.
每当我们忧虑或者担心的时候，就表示说我们在告诉神，不相信他是这样一个伟大的神，或者我们认为。 他的能力没有那么的伟大，他是一个软弱的神，对他没有充分的信心。How
would you like to have a peace that's so deep that it's inexplainable outside of God?
您愿不愿意有这样一个平安，很深的、很深层的一种平安，是你不能够外人是无法了解的或者解释的那种平安呢？
In this verse, Paul assures us that we can have it when we pray for our needs.
所以这段经文保罗给我们做出的保证，我们可以得到这种神所赐超过人能了解的平安。Because
when we rely on God's provision, then we inherit God's peace.
所以当我们依赖神的供应的时候，我们就继承了他的平安。
See, when we look at Martha's behavior, it's clear that she was just exasperated and overwhelmed in the moment. She looked at all the things she had to do and she thought, it's all on me. She could also probably be looking back to all the tasks she failed at in the past, or maybe looking forward to the next day's work too, and just feeling like she couldn't do it all. But Jesus didn't scold her. He just reoriented her priorities and pointed her back to the kingdom. He reminds her that when she seeks His kingdom first, He will help her carry the burdens of today and meet the needs of today, And that's what he does with us too.
Yeah, 耶稣就告诉他，轻轻地提醒说，你只要把你所要的告诉我，多花点时间与我同在，然后你需要的这些东西，我都会帮助你的，你不用一个人扛的。
You may have heard of John Newton. He was a slaver who found Jesus, and he later became an Anglican priest and an abolitionist.
也许您听过这个《奇异恩典》的作者，约翰牛顿，他原先是一个奴隶，后来因为认识了主耶稣基督以后，成为牧师，同时也是一个反对奴隶的运动者。
He also is the one that wrote the hymn "Amazing Grace."
Yeah.他也是同样写出这个奇异恩典的作者。
And he had this to say about our troubles.
然后他就有对我们这人一些每天要忙忙碌碌的事情，他有这么一段话。
He said, "I compare the troubles which we have to undergo in the course of a year to a great big bundle of sticks, far too large for us to lift."
所以我把我们人每天要面对，甚至一年要面对的一些问题。比做成一捆很大的一捆柴，然后我们要想要背在我们的背上。
But God does not require us to carry the whole at once.
但是神并没有要我们马上背上这整个一捆的柴火。
He mercifully unties the bundle and gives us first one stick, which we are to carry today, and then another, which we are to carry tomorrow, and so on.
相反的，他是把这一大捆的柴解开了以后，抽出一只，告诉我们说，这是你今天要背的；另外再抽出一只，告诉我们说，是你明天要背的。如此，如此，如此。所以我们只要背我们当下要背的柴火就好了。
This we might easily manage if we would only take the burden appointed for us each day.
所以我们每天的困难，每天的担当，我们就觉得我们的负担不是那么的沉重，我们可以应付得了。
But we choose to increase our troubles by carrying yesterday's stick over again today, and by adding tomorrow's burden to our load before we're even required to bear it.
但是我们自己制造的麻烦，出了麻烦，就是不但要担今天的重担，还把昨天已经发生过的重担再加上去。然后再把明天还没有发生的重担再加上去，所以你就可想而知，我们每天就是愁眉苦脸。
You might have heard the old saying, "God never gives us more than we can handle."
也许你听过一个俗语，就是说神给我们的永远是不超过我们的负担的。
That's not true at all. I don't think that's true. He always gives us more than we can handle.
然后我要反对这样的看法哈，我觉得是不对的。因为神永远是要给我们，是要超过我们那个负担的。
Because that's how we grow.
因为只有如此，我们才能够成长。
But he helps us carry that burden. We don't carry it alone.
但是他不是让我们独自一个人来负担，而是他帮助我们来承担这些负担的。
Jesus carries it with us.
耶稣与我们一起背负这些负担。
And God will never give you more than you can handle when you're in union with Him.
Yeah, 你只要与他同工的话，你就可以负担得起这些困难。
So, is there a burden in your life that you are trying to carry alone right now?
所以您现在是有些什么负担，你是想着自己承担的呢？
Ask God to help you carry it.
求神来帮你一起来承担。
Allow him to bring his strength into your situation.
然后允许他能够把他的能力注入到你的眼前的一些负担里面。
He will let you carry it alone if that's what you want.
如果你坚持的话，他会让你自己一个背下去的。
But he's waiting to meet your needs. You just need to ask.
但是您只要敢愿意开口。他就是愿意来跟你一起承担。
So we choose Jesus over activity, we build into eternity, and we rest in God's amenity.
所以三样功课要学的，第一样是选择耶稣超过选择一切其他的事情。
And we choose God because He first chose us.
我们选择神是因为神他先爱我们。
The demands of life can be all-consuming. And like Martha, we can get stuck in the trap of thinking we need to meet every single one of the demands placed on us by ourselves and others.
所以我们很可能就陷入像马大那样的一个漩涡里面，就认为我们这些纷纷扰扰的事情，都是要我们一个人去做。
But our priority should always be to sit at Jesus' feet and receive a meal that can never be lost.
但是我们的重要的次序应该永远是先坐在神的脚边，而不是先去忙这些事情。
There's no important more important meal than Jesus' teaching.
没有比耶稣所能提供的教训是更美的一餐了。
So how do we sit at Jesus' feet?
那我们要如何能够安静的在主的脚边呢？
It's actually very simple. All you have to do is spend time talking to him through prayer and then listening to him through reading the Bible.
事实上非常简单，就是透过祷告，听他的话语，透过祷告，透过读经与他沟通。
Now, I know it just sounds like I told you to do less, and then now I'm telling you, do more by praying and reading the Bible.
所以也许你会说，你刚刚开始的时候不是说叫我们不要做那么多呢？然后你现在急于说我们可以做，你到底是什么意思呢？
The difference with these activities is that they build into your relationship with Jesus and then give you the wisdom to do what needs to get done and teach you to drop the rest.
所以这个分别就是说，你可以做这些事情，但是分别就是说，当你与耶稣基督有那亲密的关系以后，神的智慧去告诉你什么是重要，什么是你可以把它丢弃的。
And what about the work that you have to do?
那你要做的，必须要做的那些事情呢？你要怎么去做呢？
You just have to do it with the right attitude, a worshipful attitude.
就是要有一个正确的态度，也就是一种敬拜神的一种态度去做。
You do everything in your life as if you were doing it for the Lord Himself.
你在做万事的时候，就好像你是为主而做的，不是为你自己做的。
So listen to the Bible's words out of Colossians 3. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for man, knowing that from the Lord you will receive an inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ.
所以我们来看一下这段的经文。哥罗西书3:23-24，无论你们做什么，都要从心里去做，像是为主做的，不是为人而做的。 因为你们知道，你们一定会从主那里得到基业为赏赐，你们应当服侍主基督，是为神做的。Please
pray with me.
我们一起来祷告。Father,
thank you for thinking of us and choosing to save us before we ever even knew to choose you.
主，我们感谢你能够顾念我们，在我们不认识以前就拣选了我们。
And for those of us who haven't chosen you yet, we know it's never too late.
对于那些还没有拣选您的人，我们知道是永远不会太晚。
We can choose you today.
今天就可以做出选择。We
can say, Jesus, we want to pursue you above everything else.
我们可以说，耶稣，我们要追求你超过世间的所有的一切。We
put you ahead of all of our activities. Knowing that you will provide our needs and we will be with you in eternity.
让我们把万事都，让你摆在万事的前头，因为知道我们能够从你那边得到平安以及一些永恒的基业。Father,
thank you for showing us how to live a life well lived and to build into what will last.
让我们知道如何 活在当下，如何能够在永恒的基业上，能够建设。
Help us rely on your grace to put you first in everything we do.
让我们能够依靠您的恩典，依靠您的供应。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.